MTG says McConnell, Biden, Fetterman. Feinstein are not fit for office after minority leader's latest freeze. By Nick Gilbertson on August 31, 2023. Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene, RGA, contended Wednesday that Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell, RKY, is not fit for office shortly after he inexplicably froze again during a press gaggle in Covington, Kentucky. Greene took to X, formerly Twitter, and wrote, "Severe aging health issues and/or mental health incompetence in our nation's leaders must be addressed," before pointing to President Joe Biden, McConnell, and Senators Dianne Feinstein, DCA, and John Fetterman, DPA. Biden, McConnell, Feinstein, and Fetterman are examples of people who are not fit for office and it's time to be serious about it, she wrote. These politicians' staff and family members should be ashamed of themselves by enabling and allowing their loved ones to remain in office all to hold power, she added in a follow-up post. We are talking about our country's national security and it's all at stake. Greene said the 25th Amendment, which outlines the presidential succession and disability protocol, and other measures need to be on the table. McConnell's freeze on Wednesday came when he was asked a question about possibly seeking re-election in 2026. After laughing briefly, he gazed into the distance with an unmoving posture and unblinking eyes for an extended time, according to WLWT's video. When asked if he heard the reporter, McConnell seemed to say, "Yes," but continued to remain silent after that. He delivered a response to the last question on Kentucky Republican gubernatorial nominee Daniel Cameron before slowly walking from the podium. Leader McConnell felt momentarily lightheaded and paused during his press conference today. A spokesperson for McConnell said in a statement to Breitbart News. An aide noted that he would consult a physician and said he feels fine. Just over a month earlier, on July 26, a strikingly similar incident unfolded while McConnell was speaking at a press conference at the U.S. Capitol, where he froze for some 20 seconds and had to be helped from the podium before returning and saying he was fine. Watch, Mitch McConnell freezes mid-speech, led away from podium. He later joked, "The president called to check on me. I told him I got sandbagged." Biden had used the term after he tripped over a sandbag during June's U.S. Air Force Academy commencement and fell. Watch, crash landing. Biden falls at U.S. Air Force Academy commencement. Feinstein, 90, also finds herself in the thick of intense scrutiny as she has exhibited signs of befuddlement following her two-month-long health-related absence from the Senate earlier this year. Upon her return in May, she told reporters, "I haven't been gone," when asked about the well wishes she had received. On July 27, the day after McConnell first froze at the podium, she appeared confused at a Senate Appropriations Committee vote and was instructed by Committee Chair Patty Murray, DWE, on how to vote. Weeks later, Feinstein, who has reportedly ceded power of attorney and legal affairs to her daughter, was taken to the hospital after falling at her San Francisco, California, home. Watch, wow. Dianne Feinstein told Just Say I when she starts rambling during Senate vote. While much younger than both Feinstein and McConnell, 54-year-old Fetterman's difficulties with operating in the Senate following his stroke last year have been apparent. In February, Fetterman described his post-stroke auditory processing disorder symptoms, when they are their worst, as trying to listen to and interpret the teacher from the Peanuts cartoon, the New York Times reported. Notably, Fetterman used a closed captioning system during his debate with Republican Mehmet Oz, and similar technology has been affixed to his desk in the Senate chamber and to the center dais. Roughly a week after the Times article, he checked himself into Walter Reed National Military Medical Center and reportedly received inpatient care for clinical depression for more than a month. He returned to the Senate in April. Watch, John Fetterman gives opening statement for subcommittee hearing after returning to Senate.